For tonight, to God be the glory. Any time that we take the time to stop and to think about God, it's always going to be beneficial to us to stop and to consider how small we are, how we're not nearly as smart, self-reliant, and able as we like to think we are. When we compare ourselves to the God of heaven. You know, I hear people say, and you know, we saw this at the end of the book of Job in our Job class, that Job had kind of gotten a little bit loose with remembering who God is. That he had kind of let go of the fact that God doesn't need him. God doesn't need his counsel. That Job's opinion was of zero value to God. You know, he said, God, if you just come down, I'll set this whole thing straight. If I could just talk to God, I'd take care of this whole thing. If I could just, God, you just got it wrong. Right up until the time God showed up in a tornado. And Job said, I think I'll be quiet. Because I spoke when I should have been quiet. And I forgot that you're God. And I'm not. You know, folks, today we see so many people that don't really give God the respect. They don't give him the glory that they should. And I'm not just talking about people out there in the world, because we understand why they don't. I'm talking about sometimes with us in the Lord's church, we forget the God we serve. We forget how awesome he is, how vast he is, how infinitely wise he is, and all that he knows, and how that he is bigger than this universe. I was watching a special in the Hubble Space Telescope and the literally thousands of galaxies that has shown us over the last few years. And yet God's bigger than all those galaxies and the universe that holds them. And he holds it together by the power of his mind. When I think about that, I begin to realize that God is awesome. And I wonder, why does he even care what happens to Nathan? Why does he even care what I pray? You know, I hear people in our society today, and in our churches as well, I see it on Facebook, who use the Lord's name. I can't tell you how it's begun to wear on me. There's a lot of things that I can deal with, because I know the world. I know how the world is, and I know there's certain things I'm going to have to put up with to live in this world. But one that's really beginning to wear on me is the constant use of the phrase, "Oh my God." Young people, do not use that unless you're talking to him. It's not, his name is not to be used when we get a new car. His name's not to be used when we just saw something beautiful. His name's to be used when we're talking to him. And by the way, if you put OMG on your Facebook or your text, you're saying the same thing. And it's just as disrespectful to God as saying the phrase. Let's use his name and bring glory to him and honor his name and honor who he is, because he is worthy. You know, I told you I don't get why he listens to me, and I don't. But I do. Because the Bible tells me why he listens to me. Because he loves me. Because he cares about me. And that amazes me. You know, we'd sing the song Amazing Grace. It's an amazing God behind that amazing grace. Who cares about each of us? And may we not only think about God when things are good. You know, I hear people always going, God is good, when they get something. Oh, I really got blessed today. God is good. Let me tell you what, God is good when he's not blessing you. God is good when things are going bad in your life. And he's still being good to you even in those times. Remember Job? Lost everything. He said, naked I came into this world, naked I will return. Blessed be the name of God. You know what he's saying after losing everything? God is good. Why? Because he is. Gene chose wonderful chapters from Psalms. And one of my favorites, and I've read it to you before, but it always bears to read again, because I don't think we can read chapters about God too much. Psalm 139. As we were singing the songs, I kept thinking of ways in which those songs are basically referenced in this psalm about God. As David talks about the God that he was awe-inspired by as he thought about the awesomeness of the God that he served. He said, "Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down, when I rise up, you understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. Before I even say it, you know it. You have enclosed me behind and before and laid your hand upon me." In other words, God, you're all around me. You're behind me. You're in front of me. You're above me. There's nowhere in my presence that you're not. And he elaborates on that more. He even says, at this point, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. And let me tell you what, if you take any serious time to think about God, that's going to be where you come. It's too wonderful. It's too high. I can't even begin to grasp it. He says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol or the grave, behold, you are there. If I take wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me and the light around me will be night. There's times in our lives where we feel like it's all dark. Everything's going dark and can't see the way. But listen to what David says, and he certainly knew those days. But he said, even the darkness is not dark to you. And the night is as bright as day. Darkness and light are alike to you. He says, for you form my inward parts. God, folks, has been with you ever since that moment of conception. For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. And your eyes have seen my unformed substance. And in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. God, you knew every day of my life before I ever drew that first breath, before I ever saw light. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. See, that's where it goes. The minute that I understand how great God is, the minute I understand how awesome He is, the minute I understand how small I am, that's where I go. Well, what do you think, God? You know, there's preachers out there that I think are kind of giants in the brotherhood. And let me tell you, if I get around them, I'm asking them, what do you think about this? Let me tell you, when we think about how great God is and all that He knows, and He knows every day of your life from now to the day you die, I think it's good to go and ask Him what He thinks. And that's what David goes to. That's immediately where he goes. He says, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. You're always there. Drop down to verse 23, and really this psalm in its form brings us right to where we need to go. He says, search me, O God. Look at my life. Look at my heart. What do I need? Tell me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Folks, when we look at this book, God searches our hearts. Jesus talked about it being a light that we shine into our lives, and that we see the things that need to be changed. We see the things that need to be different. And we ask God, as we look into His Word, we pray, God, help me find that in Your Word that will show me what needs to change. And then guide me in it. Lead me in it. Place your hand upon me, that I might know your ways everlasting. This evening, if you have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, what are you waiting on? Most incredible God. So awesome that I can't even begin to find words that I think are adequate or even close to adequate to describe Him. But a God that had so much love that He Himself became man. Imagine that. Why would you want to? set aside His power as the creator of the universe, as the one that holds it together by the power of His might, according to Colossians chapter 1. He set all that aside willingly and took on the flesh of His own creation and died for you. Won't you respond to that? Respond to that kind of love and obey His gospel tonight. Maybe you're a child of God and you've just forgotten how awesome God is. And by the way, God made certain that Job understood He was not pleased when Job forgot how awesome God is. God made it clear that you are not one to come and tell me or to consider me in these ways. I am God. Maybe you haven't given God His due. Maybe you haven't honored Him as you should, given Him the glory that He deserves. Then begin tonight. If we can assist you in that, we hope and pray that you'll let us. Why don't you come as we stand and as we sing.